Liberian government troops battled rebels today for control of the port in the capital, Monrovia. This is the sixth day of fighting in the city. Liberians have called for troops from neighboring countries and the U.S. to stabilize the situation. Today, West African leaders made plans for Nigerian troops to move in, and the U.S. has pledged money to support the deployment.
Joining us now is Andrew Schechtman. He's with Doctors Without Borders, and he's based in Monrovia. Dr. Schechtman, what are you seeing there at the clinics today?
Well, luckily today has been a little bit more quiet than the past few days, but we're still seeing a lot of injuries coming in, people injured from shrapnel from falling mortar and artillery shells, and a lot of people injured from falling bullets and stray bullets. Wounded people are being brought on stretchers and in wheelbarrows. The saddest thing is that almost all of the injured we're seeing are civilians, innocent victims in the fighting.
For a time, the fighting was largely on the outskirts of the city, and many people had fled the outskirts trying to get to the center city, trying to find safety there in Monrovia. Now that the fighting has moved into center city, do people there feel trapped?
Yeah, I mean, the terrible thing about the situation is it can only be understood if you know where we're starting from. And 1 month ago, there were tens of thousands of displaced people in Monrovia who had already fled from the outskirts of Monrovia, from camps where people had been living. So people had left these areas from the outskirts of Monrovia seeking safety, and have recently and currently are living in places like abandoned schools and abandoned warehouses, where there could be thousands of people living together, no adequate water supply, no latrines or bathroom facilities. There was a big cholera outbreak in the past few weeks, which is ongoing. As recently as a week ago, all the cholera centers in Monrovia were admitting 50 patients a day, and the statistics over the past few days have been only 10 or 15 admissions to these cholera centers. So there are only two possibilities. One is that the cholera epidemic is going away. This is pretty unlikely, since the water supply is even worse than it's ever been now. The only other possibility is that people still have cholera and they're just dying at home.
Are supplies diminishing at this point? Is it possible to get food and water and medical supplies into the clinics or into the city?
The situation for all of the population of Monrovia is horrendous. Nobody's able to get out and around to get food. All the markets are closed. The water supply, which was done by trucks through the European Community, isn't operating now because of the falling artillery. So there are huge needs.
Dr. Schechtman, I imagine that you're so busy that you almost don't have time to really think about what you're doing with the task at hand. But how are you holding up throughout all this?
Mostly just focusing on the work, and you know, there are enough patients and patients with severe enough injuries that the work keeps us very busy. And then there's also a lot of fear and insecurity, just because of the randomness of all of the injured people we're getting. A lot of just 30 minutes ago, a woman came into our emergency room who was sitting inside, and a stray bullet passed through the window and hit her in the chest. And I think we've all been very lucky here in our hospital, but we know that that could happen to us just as easily as it could happen to these patients we're treating. So I think that's been one of the bigger stressors, in addition to the workload, is just knowing that these artillery shells could land anywhere, or the falling bullets could come anytime.
Well, Dr. Schechtman, please stay safe, and thank you very much for speaking with us.
Okay, thank you.
Andrew Schechtman is with Doctors Without Borders. He's based in Monrovia.